姊妹早上平安。
We thank the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
请我们翻到约翰福音二十一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
我们从第一节读到十九节。
We'll be reading John, chapter 21, verses 1 to 19.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比亚以亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。有西门彼得，而称为迪士马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿单也，还有西比泰的两儿子，又两个门徒都在一处。
After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way: Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together.
西门彼得对他们说：“我乃去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船，那夜并没有打着什么。天将亮的时候 ，OK。
Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, You will also come with you. They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。
But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, Children, do you have any fish?You do not have any fish, do you? And they answered him, No.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤的身子一听见是主，就束上一件歪跳在海里了。
And he said to them, Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch.So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment on, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea.
其余的门徒离岸不远也有两百肘，就在小船上把那网已拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见耶稣有炭火，上面有雨又有饼。
But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got on the land, they saw a charcoal of fire already laid, and fish placed on it and bread.
耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。西门彼得就去，把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。
Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of large fish, and 153. And although there were so many, the net was not torn.
耶稣说，你们来吃早饭，门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。
Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast.None of the disciples ventured to question him, Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread, and gave it to them, and the fish likewise.
耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。
This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs.
耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
He said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？ 就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep."
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me."
那我们圣经就暂时读到这里，请我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
This concludes our Bible reading for today. Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们早晨仍然靠着你恩典，一同来到你施恩座前。
Lord, we come before your throne again this morning by your grace.
在这复活早晨，您乃借着圣灵再次充满在你儿女心中。
On this resurrection morning, once again, may you fill the hearts of your children with your Spirit.
每一次我们来到你面前。让我们再重新思想你为我们所成就实在是何等浩大救恩。
Lord, every time we come before you, may we remind us and help us to realize what this great salvation work that you have accomplished.
不仅把我们从罪恶死亡里面拯救出来，更是把那个永远生命、复活生命赐给我们，今天住在我们的里面。
You saved us not only from death, but you put this eternal life within us and continues to dwell within us today.
我们今天也是因着这个复活生命能够活在你的跟前。
And Lord, we are come before you with this resurrected life.
也因着这个复活生命更多能够经到在主耶稣基督里面的丰富。
And through this resurrected life, we experience the abundance in Jesus Christ.
因此让我们学习更多知道如何住在你里面，好像你也住在我们里面。
Lord, help us to learn how to abide in you and let you abide in us.
我们住在你的里面，你的话也住在我们里面。
Lord, may we abide in you and you in us.
啊，这样你的话是在丰丰富富的在我们里面，免得我们得罪你。
Lord, may your words be abundant within us.
因此，早晨仍然借着你说过的话，重新在圣灵里面向说话。
Lord, through your words this morning, may you speak again through your Spirit.
好，叫这些话真是能够从在我们里面生命里面能活过来。
That your words may be within us, Lord, made alive.
叫这些话引领我们过每天的生活。
May your words lead us each day.
在每天的里面，更多经历到你的话实在是何等的真实，也何等的宝贵。
Let us experience each and every day how precious and how real your words are.
让我们更多爱慕你的话，更多认识你的话，明白你的心意。
Help us to love your word, Lord, and to understand your purpose and your heart.
也更多知道如何过地上的生活。
That we may know how to live our lives on earth.
我们来求主连宝血再次遮蔽我们。
Lord, may your precious blood cover us once again.
因为唯有耶稣的血才能够叫我们来到父的面前，来到施恩座前。
So only by the blood of Jesus can we come before the Father and your throne.
我们再次把感谢赞美归给你。
We once again give our thanks and praise to you.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督的求。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 那早晨呢，我们再来看约翰福音。
At this point, we'll be looking at the Gospel of John.
我们感谢主，我们来到约翰福音的最后一章。
Thank the Lord, we're in the last chapter of the Gospel of John.
我想过去大概一年多，将近两年时间呢，我们一起来看约翰福音。
We've been looking at the Gospel of John together for the past 2 years.
每一次我们不过是从约翰福音里面呢，找出一个重点来交通分享。
And we've been able to find the main points within this gospel and then share it.
有时候，那一章里面我们可能交通多一点，有时候在那一章里面我们交通比较少一点。
There are some points where we spent much more time, and some of the points we spent less time on.
我想，我这样交通的个人领受也是非常有限。
And also, I'd say that my personal sharing on these matters are also limited.
所以弟兄姊妹都是有时间更多去默想，好好去细读一样福音的话。
So brothers and sisters, if you have time, if you spend time to really read through the word, the Gospel of John carefully yourselves,
我想可能会领受更多更丰富。
I'd imagine you would be able to receive a lot more from this Gospel.
那今天我们来到最后一章21章。
So today we're in the last chapter, chapter 21.
我们上次提到说20章乃是讲到主耶稣的复活。
Last time we shared on chapter 20, which talked about the resurrection of Jesus.
在七日的第一日早晨呢，主复活了。
On the first day of the week, the Lord was raised from the dead.
主曾经对他门徒几次说到他要受许多苦，并且要被杀，第三日要复活。
He was told to the disciples that he would suffer and die, but then be raised again after 3 days.
现在照着他的话来，主复活了。
And by his very word, this has happened.
当主复活以后，我们曾经讲到，他第一次呢是向摩大拉的玛利亚显现。
After he was raised, the Lord appeared to Mary first.
为什么主向摩大拉玛利亚显现，不向其他的门徒或其他跟随他人显现呢？
Why did he appear to her and not to the other disciples?
我们知道主曾经在摩大拉玛利亚身上赶出七个鬼。
We know that the Lord had exorcised 7 demons from Mary Magdalene.
所以原来玛利亚她是曾经在魔鬼完全的辖制捆绑当中的一个人。
We know that this woman, she was once under the complete dominion of the devil.
现在主拯救了她，释放了她。
Now the Lord has released her and set her free.
所以很显然，她知道主在她身上的恩典是极其丰富，她在那里经历到了主更多的爱。
So she personally experienced the abundance of the Lord and His love.
所以他对主的爱特别的深厚。
So that's why her love for the Lord is especially great.
所以当复活早晨，一个小小的妇女，然后她带着膏想要去膏耶稣的身体。
So this woman, who was really nobody, she went to the tomb of Jesus on the day of his resurrection, carrying some ointments she wanted to use on his body.
他来到坟墓那里，看见石头已经被挪开了。
When she arrived at the tomb, she saw that the stone had been moved.
他以为有人把主的身体挪开了。
And she merely thought somebody had taken away the body of Jesus.
但是他没有离开，他仍然在坟墓外面哭。
But she did not depart, but rather stayed there and cried.
他不像其他两个门徒彼得跟那个使徒约翰。
She was not like those two disciples, Peter and John.
因为玛利亚告诉他们说主的身体不在了。
When Mary went to tell Peter and John that the Lord's body was not there anymore.
那这两个门徒来看果然主的身体不在了，然后他们就回自己的住处去了。
These two disciples came to look at the tomb and saw he wasn't there and then went back to their own dwellings.
但是玛利亚没有离开。
But Mary did not.
为什么他没有离开呢？
Why didn't she leave from the tomb?
我想他里面一定的一再思念主自己。
Because her thoughts were continually on the Lord.
好像他在里面心的里面，他觉得没有主他不行。
Her heart was feeling as if there was no if the Lord was not there, she couldn't go on.
他没有地方可以去。
She had nowhere else to go.
他不像那两个门徒，他没有自己的地方可以回去。
She was not like those two disciples who had their own abodes.
就在这个哭了情形底下，主向她显现了。
So in the midst of her crying, the Lord appeared to her.
我想这实在是一件非常有福的事情。
I think this is such a wonderful thing.
因为圣经告诉我们说呢，主耶稣他是出手的果实，从死里复活。
The Lord, know that the Bible says that He is the first fruits.
初熟的果实是一个最好的最新鲜的。
And the first fruits in our culture means it's the first harvest, the most fresh.
是要先带到神面前来让神来享受。
It's the best of the fruits, and it's what's to be brought before the Lord to be sacrificed.
就了神那方面来说，的确神先享受了从死里复活的主。
So, in other words, the Lord Jesus was the first to experience the life after resurrection.
但是就人这一方面来说，玛利亚却先享受这个最好的初熟的果子。
So, in a way, Mary was the very first to experience the joy of these first fruits.
因为她里面对主的爱实在是那么多。
Because of her great love for the Lord.
所以我们看见一个爱主的人，主实在乐意向他显现。
So we know that the Lord is more than is happy to manifest himself to those who love him.
向他们显启示主自己。
He's happy to reveal himself to him to them.
这就是玛利亚蒙到了这恩典的一个很重要的一个因素。
This is one of the main reasons why Mary was able to experience this.
所以弟兄姊妹都是我们里面有向着主的心一个渴慕爱主的心。
So brothers and sisters, if we have this heart that loves and longs for the Lord,
主是很乐意向我们显现。
The Lord is happy to reveal himself, manifest to us.
主是很愿意把自己更多启示给我们，让我们可以更多认识他。
The Lord is willing to reveal more of himself to us that we may know him more.
这就是约翰福音二十章前面所记载的。
This is what John chapter 20 records.
后来主也两次向门徒显现。
The Lord appeared to the disciples twice.
二十章的到末了，他在那里给他们一个总结。
In chapter 21, they give a...
二十章末了给他们一个总结。
Then at the end of chapter 20, he gives a final summary.
就是三十节那里说，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
In chapter 20, verse 30 says, Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.
但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
我想很显然的，约翰福音书到这里已经结束，告一个段落。
I think, by and large, Gospel of John has concluded at this point.
因为他很清楚告诉我们说，记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Because he summarizes here why he has written this, that these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And that believing, you may have life in his name.
这是整个约翰福音的一个目的。
So this is the whole purpose of the Gospel of John.
但是为什么好像约翰福音本来就应该结束在这里？
So it seems that the Gospel of John should have concluded here.
那后面又多出二十一章这一段呢？
So why is there an extra chapter, chapter 21?
有人告诉我们说，这一段二十一章这一段呢，是被称为后记。
Some say that chapter 21 serves as a postscript to the Gospel of John.
后记就是说，作者当他写完一本书以后。
So the postscript is something that the author adds at the end of the book.
他又再加上一段的话。
Something that the author is additional words that the author.
因为他觉得这些话是非常重要，必须把它加上去。
And he adds this, the author adds this because they believe that it's very important.
作者不是说他忘记了一些事情，突然想起来，然后让他补上。
So if there's anything that the author feels that they left out, this is where they make up for it.
而是说在他心中好像有一些事情非常重要，必须把它加上去。
But see that the author of John.Believes that there was more to be said, so he added it in chapter 21.
他里面的负担才能完全把它表达出来。
Only by doing so can he lay down his burden.
所以当我们去读二十一章，从它内容里面我们可以看见。
So in the contents of chapter 21, we can see this.
为什么有这段后记的一个目的呢？
We can see the objective of chapter 21.
因为二十一章里面记载两件事情。
We can see this by looking at the two things recorded in chapter 21.
就是门徒他们又回去打鱼了。
We see here in chapter 21 that the disciples go back to fishing.
然后他们上面没有打着什么。
But they didn't catch anything.
主，然后主向他们显现。
Then the Lord appeared to them.
他们在那里再一次经历到这个复活了耶稣。
And then they were able to once again experience the resurrected Lord. Jesus.
他们在那里有一个生命的一个经历。
They experienced life.
然后第二件事情就记载彼得再次主来呼召他。
The second thing in the chapter was how the Lord called Peter.
乃是因着前面有那个经历。
There was this experience before.
然后后面又带进有一种生命的服事。
And then after the experience, there's this life of service.
借着主对彼得的呼召这件事情要把它表出来的。
And this account was given to further flesh out the Lord's calling of Peter for Peter.
我想 这两件事情就是要让我们看见。
So these two things help us to see.
虽然那里告诉我们说呢，这一次的显现是向门徒显现是第三次。
It helps to see that even though this manifestation was the third time,
所以很显然，前面已经有两次主已经向门徒显现了。
Which means there is two times before this where the Lord manifested himself to the disciples.
是借着这一次的显现，要把他们这些门徒们带到一个新的境界里面。
But through this third appearance, the Lord wanted to bring the disciples into a new, new state, a new place.
还是带到一个生命的一个服事里面。
Into this.This place he wants to bring them into this life of service.
我想这是这一章的一个主要的目的。
I believe this is the main purpose of this chapter.
我们知道在使徒行传第一章第三章第三节那里告诉我们。
Now then, Acts chapter 1, verse 3.
他说主耶稣受害之后呢，用许多凭据将自己活活显给使徒看。
To these, he also presented himself alive after suffering by many convincing proofs appearing to them.
40 天之久向他们显现讲说神国的事。
Appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God.
所以这次的显现呢是发生在那个40天的里面。
So these appearances, manifestations happened within this period of 40 days.
在之前主已经向门徒显现过两次了。
But before this, the Lord had appeared to the disciples twice.
他们已经看见这个复活的耶稣。
And they've witnessed for themselves this resurrected Jesus.
但是在这里却告诉我们说，他们又回去打鱼了。
But in chapter 21, it says that they went back to fishing.
并且没有打着什么。
And they didn't catch anything.
就在这个时候，主向他们再次的显现。
And in this moment,The Lord appeared to them.
我们知道圣经里面讲到四十呢，是代表一种试炼，一个试验。
Here we see here that
试炼跟试验。Here we
talk about the Bible talks about trials.
我们记得以色列百姓在旷野四十年的漂流。
So speaking of trials, we are reminded of how the Israelites spent 40 days in the wilderness.
40年在旷野的漂流。
The Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness.
等到旧的一代都倒闭在旷野以后呢，新的一代才能够进到迦南地。
And after the generation, first generation died in the wilderness, only were they able to enter the land.
以色列百姓在旷野的经历呢，就象征到新约基督徒的一个经历。
So the 40 years in the wilderness corresponds to the Christian's experience.
说到在新约的教会，基督徒呢也必须要脱去旧造生命，才能够进到迦南，进到那基督的丰富里面。
Like the Israelites, Christians also have to.Lay down their old lives, old selves, before they can enter into the promised land.
因着有这个新造生命的人，才能在基督里面享受一切的丰富。
Only someone who is of the new creation can enter and experience the abundance of the Lord.
借这一次的向门徒们显现，让他们和主耶稣在复活主有一次生命的经历，生命的经历。
And here the disciples experience once again this life resurrected.
借着这一次的显现，让他们看见，经历到耶稣就是复活了主。
And through this experience, the disciples experienced the resurrected Lord.
这个知道不是一个外面看见主的看见主的一个认识和知道。
And this is not just a external, physical witnessing of the Lord.
不错，他们这些外面已经看见主复活了。
Of course, they see the physical resurrected form of the Lord.
但是借着二十一章这一段呢，要让他们再次是在一个生命里面的经历，看见原来这位就是复活的耶稣。
But through this entire experience, they really see that the Lord is not only resurrected on the outside, but also he is the resurrection.
然后后面就讲到彼得主对彼得这个呼召。
And then in the second half, it speaks about the Lord's calling.Peter.
我们知道这一个事情呢是发生在加利利海。
Know that this all transpired in the Sea of Galilee.
那个加利利海呢，就是被称为提比利亚海。
Or also known as the Sea of Tiberias.
这是门徒常常以前常常在这里打鱼的一个地方。
This is where the disciples often frequented for fishing.
为什么他们又回到加利利这个地方呢？
Why did they go back to Galilee?
马太福音28章那里也记载，当主耶稣复活以后。
In Matthew chapter 28, it records this, that once the Lord has been raised,
向几个妇女显现。
He appeared to a couple of women.
然后吩咐他们说，你们去告诉门徒，要他们往加利利那里，要主在那里要和他们见面。
He told them to tell his brethren to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me.
所以很显然，门徒们就是一直这样的主这样吩咐，他们又离开耶路撒冷来到这个加利利这个地方。
So we see here clearly the Lord called them away from Jerusalem to Galilee.
他们在那等待着和主见面。
And they were there waiting to see the Lord.
所以在这里看主还没有来。
So in the beginning of chapter 21, the Lord had not appeared yet.
好像也有还有几个门徒也还没有来，因为在这里只有七个人。
There were only seven disciples, so not all disciples were there.
就在这个等候的一个时刻里面呢。
During this time of waiting,
他们去打鱼了。
They decided to go fishing.
所以很显然这是个四十天。这是他们都在一个试炼的里面。
So we can see here that they were in the midst of a trial.
当他们在等候主来的时候呢，他们在那里要经过一些的考验。
So during this time of waiting for the Lord, they were to be tested.
可能他们在那等的时候，他们觉得没有什么事做，那我们不如去打一打。
Perhaps they were there, and they felt like they had nothing to do. They were idle, so they thought, let's go fishing.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里让我们可以看见。
So brothers and sisters, we can see something here.
当一个人好像在服事上停顿下来的时候。
We see someone who has taken a break from service.
好像我们觉得说是不是休息一阵子啊？那有一些空闲的时间的时候。
While we are taking this break and while we are idle.
人就很容易想到世界上的事情。
Are we not now more susceptible to think about the things of the world?
很容易又回到世界上去。
Man is very susceptible and will easily return to the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在服事里面不能停顿的。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot pause in our service.
什么时候我们稍微停顿下来？
When do we pause and rest from our service?
可能很快我们就落下去了。
If we do it, we will fall.
我想这是21章这一段后记的一个很重要的一个目的。
So, chapter 21, there's a very important lesson. There's a very specific purpose for this book. So the disciples have experienced the resurrected Lord, Jesus. But it was only an outward experience, an outward witness. But they have not yet experienced the resurrection for themselves in their inner man. So Peter suggested that they go fishing.
那其他的门徒说我们也和你一同去。
So the other disciples agreed and said, we'll go with you.
我们知道彼得在门徒当中他是一个领袖。
You know that Peter during in their midst was their leader.
所以他的确有些影响力。
So of course he had some influence over them.
他也常常抢先说话。
He was also always the first to speak.
但是常常说错话。
But he also is also often misspeaks.
所以很显然这一次呢, 好像他也说错话。
So I think in this instance, he also has misspoken as well.
所以这些其他门徒就跟他们一同来去了。
So under Peter, leading, the other disciples went out to go fishing together.
就圣经告诉我们说, 那夜并没有打着什么。
But then it says, that night they caught nothing.
他们辛苦了一个晚上。
They labored for an entire night.
却没有得着什么。
And they caught nothing.
我想这实在是一件不寻常的事情。
I don't think this is a normal occurrence.
虽然他们跟随主3年半。
Although they've been with the Lord for 3.5 years.
不再去打鱼。
And they did not go fishing at all during this time.
但是对一个有经验的渔夫来说呢, 3年半没有打鱼, 再回去打鱼, 我想也不是太难的事情。
But I think having not gone fishing for 3.5 years would not preclude someone to easily go back to that profession.
结果没有想到那一夜呢, 一条鱼都没有打到。
But surprisingly, for experienced fishermen, they did not catch a single fish.
我们知道在这里有主的管理。
We see here the hand of God at work.
有主的手在其中。
And God's presence in their midst.
所以这个让我们在这里让我们可以看见，当我们还没有信主之前。
So we see here this condition of before we believe in the Lord.
我们在世界上努力打拼。
Before believing in the Lord, we are working, laboring in the world.
或许我们真是能够有所得着。
And of course, we may have some fruits from our labor.
但是有一天我们信了主蒙恩了。
But that day when we came to believe in the Lord and was saved.
如果离开主再回到世界里面。
If we then afterwards leave the Lord and go back into the world.
想要从世界里面再得着什么。
And as if desiring to receive anything from the world.
我们也会发觉，即使我们再费了很多力气。
We will discover that even if we labor intensively, we will realize that all our efforts will be in vain.
心里面总是觉得好像少了什么。
In our hearts, we will feel that we're missing something.
虽然好像非常努力, 但是总是觉得好像没有得到什么。
Even though we work so hard and put in so much effort, it feels like we've received nothing for it.
我想这个就是当时, 门徒的光景,
I believe this is an apt analogy for how the condition of disciples in this chapter. Because now they were in, now they were being tested. We thank the Lord that even though they kind of failed in this trial, in this test.
神就借这一次他没有打着以这件事情。
The Lord used this failure, this unable to catch any fish, this incident.
叫他们在这里有一个转机。
He gave them a way to pivot from this.
使他们在这里对主有一次的一个经历。
He gave them a turning point in their experience with the Lord.
我们记得在路加福音第5章那里曾经记载。
You know, in Luke chapter 5, there was a specific incident recorded. And this is when the Lord was teaching the crowds while on a boat.
然后讲完道以后呢，他就对彼得说呢，把船开到水深之处。
While he was preaching, after he was preaching on the boat, he told Peter, or Simon Peter, and said, "Put out the boat out to the deep water."
下网打鱼。
And let down your nets for a catch.
彼得对主耶稣说，我们整夜劳力没有打着什么。
And Simon Peter responded and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing."
那我们就依从你的话吧。
I will do as you say.
结果一网下去的时候呢，就有许多鱼。
When he let down his nets, there was a great many fish caught.
因为鱼非常多，网差一点就破裂掉。
Because of the great amount of fish, the nets almost tore.
就在这个时候，彼得看见这件事情的时候。
So when Simon Peter saw this,
他马上伏在耶稣的面前说：“主啊，我是个罪人，离开我吧。”
He immediately fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man."
感谢主，那天主没有离开彼得。
Thank God that on that day the Lord did not depart from Peter.
对他说，不要怕，今后你要得人了。
He says, "Do not be afraid, for I'll make you a fisher of people."
然后他们就说，放舍下一切。他们就跟从主。
And they left everything and followed him.
在那一次的经验里面呢，也是借着没有打到什么，让彼得看见他是一个罪人。
In that incident, through the same manner, Peter did not catch anything. He could not catch anything. So through that same incident, the Lord called Peter.
借着那一次的经历，主在那里呼召彼得来跟从他。
And that first incident, the Lord was when the Lord first called Peter to follow him.
现在再一次借着他们去打鱼，结果没有打着什么。
And again in chapter 21, it happened again. When Peter went out fishing, could not catch anything.
让他们再一次的看见这个复活主。
And he did this to reveal himself as the resurrected Lord.
所以当那一夜他们没有打着什么时候，圣经继续告诉我们说，天将亮了。将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上。
So even though they didn't catch anything, it says the day was now breaking. Jesus stood on the beach.
但是门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
他们认不出，原来站在那岸上那个人就是一个是耶稣。
They could not recognize that the man standing on the beach was Jesus.
然后耶稣就对他们说：“小子们，有吃的没有？”
So then Jesus said to them, "Children, you do not have."Any fish, do you?
他们回答说没有。
They answered him no.
然后耶稣说，就对他们说，把网撒在船的右边，必得着。
And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch."
然后他们就照着他的话呢，网下到船的右边，结果就打上许多鱼。
So they obeyed his word. They cast out the nets on the right hand side, and it was a great number of fish.
我们很惊讶，这些都是加利利打鱼的老手。
We're a bit perplexed at first because these are all experienced fishermen in the Sea of Galilee.
他们怎么听一位陌生人的话，就这样下网打鱼呢？
Why would they take heed or give heed to a stranger's advice, in terms of fishing?
耶稣当时站在岸上。
So at the time, the Lord was standing on the beach.
可能耶稣在那里显出来的时候，可能就好像一个非常有经验的一个老渔夫的一个姿态。
Perhaps Jesus appeared to them like an experienced fisherman.
现在门徒他没有打到鱼。
And but now, at that moment, in time, the disciples hadn't caught anything.
所以也许他们所看见就像一个老渔夫一样，他们就听从他的话，就下网打鱼。
Perhaps they thought he was an experienced fisherman, and so heeded his words.
正如在路加福音24章那里曾经记载一段故事。
In Luke chapter 24, there was an account of another story.
讲到有两个门徒往以马忤斯的路上去。
It's two disciples who are on the road to Emmaus.
然后 耶稣就靠近他们，就与他们同行。
While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them.
耶稣在问他们说，你们谈论了什么事情呢？
And the Lord asked them what they were discussing.
他们就告诉耶稣说，我们谈论了这些日子在耶路撒冷所发生的事情。
They were discussing, they told Jesus that they were discussing the things that had happened in Jerusalem.
主耶稣和他们一路同行，他们也认不出是耶稣。
Even though the Lord was walking right alongside them, they did not recognize him.
直到一个村庄，那两个人留下来，那耶稣准备要继续往前走。
And when they got to that, when they got to their town, they were going to stop there, but Jesus was going to keep going.
这两个门徒就留耶稣留下来和他们同住。
So the disciples convinced the Lord to stay the night with them in that time.
等他们同席一起吃饭的时候。
And it was not until they were dying together.
他们拿主拿起饼来祝谢的时候呢，他们的眼睛明亮过，才认出是耶稣。
It was not until they sat down to break bread with each other.That their eyes were open and that they recognized the Lord.
所以在那次的显现，主耶稣似乎好像以一个旅客的一个身份，向这些门徒显现。
So in that account, the Lord appeared to him like a stranger.
这一次主耶稣向门徒显现，似乎是以一种一个老渔夫有经验的渔夫向他们显现。
In chapter 21, the Lord may appear to them as an experienced fisherman.
以至于门徒们才愿意听从他的话，下网打鱼。
So the disciples were because of this willing to listen to his word, his suggestion to.
是我们看见主耶稣从死里复活以后，他不再受肉身的限制。
So we see here the Lord after he was raised from the dead, he no longer was bound by physical limitations.
他进到一个无限的丰富的生命里面。
He entered into this boundless life.
所以他显现的时候是一个多样化的。
So the way he appeared, was multifaceted.
他按每一个人不同需要，按每一个人不同情形向他们显现。
So the way he appeared to each person was in accordance to, their situation and their need.
使他们能够认识是主。
And he wanted them to come to realize that he was the Lord.
所以今天主向我们显现也是一样。
So the Lord appears to us today the same way.
他是按着我们的光景，按着我们的每一个人怎样不同的情形向我们显现。
He appears to us, each and every one of us, according to our condition and our situation.
向我们说话，使我们可以认识他。
He speaks to us in a certain manner so that we may know that he is.
他不是局限在一种某一种方式向人说话显现。
He's not limited to speak to us in a one certain way.
而是按照每个人的光景，按照每个人当时的需要来向我们显现。
But rather, he appears to us each and every one as according to our own situation and condition.
来供应我们，解决我们的需要，解决我们的需要。
And he provides and provides for our needs and resolves our wants.
所以当门徒这样子把网下去的时候呢，就打上就非常多的鱼。
So when the disciples listened to his word and cast down their nets, they pulled back a great multitude of fish.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣所爱的那门徒就是指的使徒彼得说的。
And then it says that the disciple whom the Lord loved said to Peter,
他马上对彼得说，是主。
He said to Peter, it is the Lord.
所以约翰是第一个认出是主耶稣的人。
So,We see here that John was the first disciple to recognize the Lord who he was.
他从这件事情上呢，似乎好像感觉比其他门徒更敏锐。
Seemed to have a more sharper sense of this thing, of these things than the other disciples.
他马上发现是主。
John immediately recognized the Lord for who he was.
为什么约翰在这里有这样敏锐的感觉，马上认出是主呢？
Why did John have this keen sense to recognize the Lord?
因为我们知道约翰是最靠近主的一个人。
Because we know that John was the closest of his disciples.
他常常靠近主的胸怀。
He was the one that was in the bosom of the Lord.
他和主有个亲密的关系。
He has this intimate connection with the Lord.
所以很显然在这个事情上他马上有一个很敏锐的感觉能够认出原来是主在这里。
So we can see clearly here that John has this keen sense to recognize the Lord quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹这里让我们可以看见。
Brothers and sisters, this helps us to see something.
我们平常和主有一些交通有一些来往。
Helps us to see that if we have this regular fellowship and communion with the Lord,
当在我们周遭发生一些事情的时候
and when we encounter certain things in our lives,
我们会很容易的感觉到原来主在这里。
We can very keenly sense that the Lord is there.
特别遇到一些不寻常的事情。
Even when we encounter abnormal things.
可能有些事情本来是正常的时候不应该是这样子发生的出现的。
Perhaps we encounter things in our lives that should not have happened.
正如那天没有打着雨对这些渔夫来说实在是不寻常的事情。
Just like disciples who are experienced fishermen, they should have caught fish, but they caught nothing.
是一个反常的事情。
This is a very unusual thing.
多少少总是可以打到几条鱼。
As experienced fishermen, they should have caught at least some fish.
但是没有想到一条鱼都没有打到。
But surprisingly, they didn't catch a single one.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们平常跟主有一些很好的交通的话。
So brothers and sisters, if we have this regular and a normal communion fellowship with the Lord,
在我们身上，在我们周遭发生一些事情，我们里面一定会有一些感觉的。
We will have this feeling of His presence whenever we encounter things in our lives.
若是我们没有这样的平常有这样的生活的话。
If we do not have this regular life, this normal Christian life,
比如说呢，在我们身边发生了很多事情，我们就不过把它当做一件事情，很快就过去了。
We will not take seriously any of the things that happen in our lives. Just let it pass.
即使有些事情好像也不是很寻常而发生的。
Even though some things that happen may not be super unusual,
我们也没有什么感觉。
We will still have no feeling, no sense.
但是若是平常，我们能够常常来到主面前。
But if we come before the Lord regularly,
我们在学习亲近主，更多能够在他的面前有梦想、有思想的时候。
If we draw close to Him and learn how to meditate before Him,
每天发生在周遭的事情，我们一定会有感觉。
We will definitely have a sense, this sense, whenever in our daily life.
我们一定会看见主在这个事情上。
We will be able to see the Lord, in these things, in the things in our lives.
我们要看见在这个事情上有主的手，有主的管理在那里。
We able to see the Lord's hand in all things.
这个就是当时约翰所带出来一个情形。
And this is the condition that John has brought out here.
然后他们就上了岸。
And this is why John had this sense and be able to see this. And then afterwards they reach the beach.
然后到岸上的时候呢，那里有炭火，也有饼在那里。
And when they got to the beach, they saw there's already charcoal there and fire.
主在那里预备他们所需要的。
The Lord had already prepared all that they needed.
在这个时候他们一定是非常劳累也非常饿。
At this point in time, the disciples must have been exhausted and hungry.
这些鱼这些饼正是他们所需要的。
This fish and this bread that the Lord had prepared was exactly what they needed.
我们感谢主，主在这里没有责备他们说你们为什么回去打鱼呢？
We thank the Lord that here the Lord did not reprimand them and ask them, why did you go back to fishing?
反而给他们一个丰富的供应，用恩典在供应他们需要。
But rather, in grace, provided for all that they needed.
并且还对他们说把几条鱼拿来。
He even told them, bring over some of the fish that you've caught.
我想主所摆上的鱼跟饼已经够他们吃了。
But I believe that the fish and bread that the Lord prepared for them was already enough.
But
But the Lord still said to them, bring some of the fish that you've caught over.
我想这些鱼呢都不是凭着门徒他们的力量所得着的。
I don't think these fish were not caught by the strength and efforts of disciples.
是因着听从主的话而才有的。
But rather, these were caught because you listened to the word of the Lord.
但是主却愿意说你们把你们所打着的一同来分享。
And the Lord still said to them, bring over some of the fish that you've caught.
所以在这里我们看见好像主也是纪念他们所劳苦所得着的。
So we see here the Lord remembers all their efforts and their labors.
所以在这里我一再看见主在他们在这里显现一再说出主实在是满有恩典怜悯的神。
So here we see an account of the Lord's grace and mercy.
一个人在劳苦服侍实在是都是主的恩典。
Someone who is serving in the service of the Lord, who is laboring for the Lord, is in the grace of God.
也是该做的事情。
This is something that we ought to do.
但是主纪念这样的劳苦。
And even though we labor and put efforts in, the Lord remembers us.
保罗在更多前书十五章那里也告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul tells us this.
你们要殷勤劳苦的服侍，你们在主里殷勤劳苦的服侍。
You should be diligent in your service.
主必纪念。
And the Lord will remember you.
所以我们在主里面的一些服侍，实在没有什么可夸的，实在没有什么所炫耀的。
And the service that we do is nothing to boast about, nothing to show off.
主纪念这些的服侍。
The Lord remembers the diligence.
主也愿意说你们把你们所打上的鱼一同来分享。
The Lord is willing to say to us, bring some of the fish that you've caught.
然后在这个时候，声音告诉我们说，门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁。
And right after disciples approaching him, not a single one of them dared to ask who he was.
因为知道是主。
Because they knew that it was the Lord.
他们也不需要问，也不敢问。
They did not need to ask, and they did not dare to ask.
因为在这里，他们都知道，原来这位在他们面前，这个就是复活耶稣。
Because in that moment, they knew that the man before them was the resurrection.
这个知道是一个里面的知道。
This knowing is a knowing within.
这个认识是一个里面的认识。
This recognition is an inner recognition.
不像前面主他们向他们显现说不过是个外面看见就是呀。
It's not just a physical manifestation.
那是一个外面的看见，不是里面的看见。
It wasn't just a physical manifestation, and they could not really sense it within.
要借着打鱼这件事情呢，让他们在这里对主有一个新的认识、新的经历。
That through this fishing experience, they were able to experience the Lord in a new way.
我想这个经历就是个生命上的经历。
I believe this experience is one of life.
但是主不是停在这里而已。
The Lord did not stop here.
底下就记载，主耶稣在那三次对彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
The Lord, it records that the Lord asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
我们知道彼得曾经三次否认主。
You know that Peter denied the Lord three times.
主也曾经圣经里面记载主曾经有三次呼召彼得。
And here is the Lord calls to Peter three times.
这是第三次。
This is the third time.
我们相信我们想彼得经过三次否认主，我想他整个信心可能都崩溃了。
I think after he denied the Lord three times, his faith must have been in shatters.
我想他可能也不太敢期望要再次的跟从主。
He must have lost a huge chunk of his hope that he could ever follow the Lord.
但是主借这一次的呼召，再次坚定他的信心，恢复他的信心。
But the Lord through his callings to Peter, edified his faith once again.
所以我看见主怎样来呼召彼得呢？
So how did the Lord call out to Peter?
我们说到圣经里面三次记载主呼召彼得。
You know that the Lord called out to Peter three times.
头一次呢是在马太福音第四章。
The first, it's been quoted three times in the Bible. The first time is Matthew chapter 15.
主耶稣在加利利海边行走，说他看见两个兄弟。
Matthew chapter 4. When Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers.
这是彼得和安德烈，他们在那边撒网。
And Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, was casting a net into the sea.
主耶稣就对他们说，你们来跟从我，要叫你们，从今以后要叫你们得人如得义。
And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people.
第二次呢，是刚刚我们提到在路加福音第五章那里所记载的。
The second time the Lord called Peter was in Luke chapter 5.
也是借着打鱼这件事情，主说你来跟从我。
It's also through this fishing event, this fishing activity that the Lord called out to Peter, follow me.
这里是第三次主呼召彼得来跟从他。
And now in John chapter 21, it's the third time the Lord called out to Peter, follow me.
借着这个第三次来坚定主对他的呼召是永远不改变的。
And this is the third time when the Lord calls out to Peter to follow him, this is an unchanging calling.
因为罗马书第十一章来告诉我们说，神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
Because in Romans chapter 11 verse 29 it says, For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
因为纵然我们失信，他仍然是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
And even if we are faithless, the Lord remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
因为他是那位信实的主。
Because he is a faithful God, faithful Lord.
为什么用三次来呼召彼得呢？
Why is it recorded three times the Lord calling Peter?
我们有中国有句话说，一而再，再而三。
In Chinese, do we have a expression that uses the numbers 1, 2, and 3 means again and again?
那表示说那一件事情是非常重要的。
It means these numbers express this expression. It reiterates the importance of the action.
从方面来说，有时候我们说一个人犯错了，说他，我们就说他你怎么这件事你一而再再而三做呢？
So someone who keeps repeating their mistake or offense, we say, why do you keep doing this again and again?
那从正面来说，一而再再而三，那是说明那件事情是非常重要。
So this again and again and again three times is to emphasize the importance.Of the action.
一再的要坚定这一件事情。
And it's to solidify this thing.
这个就是为什么主需要用三次，圣经需要记载三次主来呼召彼得的一个原因。
So the Bible records Jesus calling Peter three times because it's important.
不仅第一次呼召他要跟从他，要叫他得人如得义。
Not only just the first couple of times where he called Peter to follow him and that he would make him fishers of men, of people.
更往前一步，借着再一次的打鱼没有得着，让他们进一步对主有个认识。
He threw this third event, third time in chapter 21, going out to fish, not catching any fish, the Lord wanted to bring them to a greater knowing of him.
来呼召彼得跟从他。
And the Lord called out Peter once again to follow him.
虽然这一次彼得的确好像落到一个更软弱的光景里面，他又回去打鱼。
Even though in this instance, in the beginning, chapter 21, Peter seemed to be in a weakened spiritual condition and wants to go back to fishing.
但是主对彼得的呼召永远是不改变的。
But the Lord's calling to Peter is unchanging.
再一次借着打鱼这件事情，让他看见这位。耶稣就是复活的耶稣，复活的。
Once again through this matter of fishing, the Lord showed Peter that he is the resurrected Lord.
因为他所选召的人，一个都不失落。
Because the calling of God, those who are called by God will not be lost.
人可以背弃主，离开主。
The Lord, a man will abandon their masters.
但是主对这些他所蒙召要跟从他的门徒一个都不放弃。
The earthly masters may abandon their people, but the Lord will not abandon the disciples.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都让我们里面得到非常大的鼓舞。
So here we see, brothers and sisters, this encouragement for us.
我们会离开他，我们会离弃他。
We may depart from him, we may leave him.
但是他在身上那个坚定不移的呼召永远是不改变的。
The calling that the Lord has given to us is irrevocable and is unchanging.
主总是要借着环境再次把我们引到回到他面前来。
And through the events in our lives, the Lord wants to bring us back to Him.
所以在这里主再次的呼召彼得。
So once again, the Lord is calling Peter.
所以当吃完早饭以后呢，等他们吃饱的时候呢，主才对彼得说这些话。
So after they have finished breakfast and they were full, is when the Lord said these words to Peter.
在这里，好像对彼得有一个要求，你爱我吗？
He had a specific question for Peter and asked him, "Do you love me?"
为什么在这里也让我们看见新约一个非常重要的一个原则？
Here we see a very important principle in the New Testament, brothers and sisters.
主乃是先给了我们，他对我们才有要求，才有期待。
The Lord has first provided for us first, and then asks us and requests of us.
他若不是先给了我们，我们也没办法答应他的要求。
If He did not provide for us first, how can we agree to His calling?
所以主在这里让门徒们，让彼得们，他们都吃饱了。
So first, the Lord has provided and filled the stomachs of the disciples.
供他们所需要的，满足他们所需要的。
And first filled and filled their needs first.
主才对彼得有这样的话，你爱我吗？
And then afterwards, the Lord asks of Peter, "Do you love me?"
所以当他们吃完早饭的时候，耶稣就对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？比这些更深吗？”
So after they have eaten, the Lord asks Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?"
约翰的儿子西门。这个称呼呢，是主第一次遇见彼得时候对他的称呼。
Simon, son of John, is the how the Lord addressed Peter, the first time after his resurrection.
在约翰福音第一章一开头的时候，告诉我们说，彼得兄弟安德烈遇见耶稣以后呢，就把他兄弟彼得带来。
So Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew casting nets, they followed Jesus.
然后耶稣就对彼得说：“你叫你的名叫约翰的儿子西门。”
And he says, "Simon, son of John."
你要称呼基法，基法翻出来就是彼得，意思就是石头。
And then the Lord told Simon that you shall be called Cephas, which means.
所以我们看见约翰的儿子西门，这是原来彼得的名字。
So when the Lord Jesus.Calls Peter Simon son of John. This is his original name.
这是代表一个罪人没有恩之前的一个人。
His original name Simon son of John represents his former sinner.
是当主遇见他的时候就把他改名叫基法。
But when the Lord met him at first time, he changed his name from Simon to
Cephas. 基法意思就是彼得。
And Cephas translated as Peter.
当我们去读圣经的时候，特别读约翰福音的时候
，When we read the Gospel of John carefully，
西门彼得这个称呼呢，一直常常连在一起。
Simon Peter is a appellation that's often used together. Simon and Peter, Simon Peter.
在约翰福音里面出现15次之多。
And then Simon Peter, this address occurs 15 or so times.
所以西门就说到这个。原来是一个罪人，原来是在蒙恩之前的一个身份，一个称呼。
Simon is a name that represents before grace, a pre-grace sinner.
而加上彼得呢
？But Peter, adding Peter to his name.
彼得就说到一个蒙恩的人。
Peter is the one that helped was saved by grace.
所以西门彼得这个名字就说到一个蒙恩的罪人。
So Simon Peter is a sinner. Means represents a sinner who was saved by grace.
蒙恩的罪人西门彼得。
Simon Peter, one who was saved by grace.
这是彼得的身份。
This is the identity, the status.
我们诗本里面有一首诗歌，我是个罪人蒙主恩。
There's a hymn in our hymnary, yes, that's titled "Only a Sinner Saved by Grace."
感谢主，我们不再是个罪人。
Thank the Lord that we are no longer sinners.
如果是我们今天还是一个罪人的话，我们真的是在定罪底下。
If today we are only a sinner, we would be condemned under the cross.
但是我们现在是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But today we are a sinner who is saved by grace.
这是我们的身份。
This is our identity.
所以当主要再次的呼召彼得的时候，就说到你的名字，你是约翰的儿子西门。
So once again, the Lord calls to when he calls addresses Peter, he calls him Simon.
把彼得带到起初他蒙恩的时候，他是怎么样一种人
？As if to bring Peter back to who he was before being saved by grace.
你原来是西门。
He says you were once just Simon.
你原来是一个罪人。
And you were once just a sinner.
主在这里要让彼得看见你原来是怎么样的人呢？
Here is showing Peter who he was before.
弟兄姊妹，主常常把我们要呼召一个人的时候，常常把我们带到起初蒙恩的时候那种光景。
But sisters, when God calls us, He often takes us back.To the point in time where we were saved by grace.
让我们看见我们原来本相，我们原来是怎样一种人。
He helps us to see what kind of person we used to be.
原来是一个该下火符的材料的人。
We were once a sinner who was going to the lake of fire.
我们不过是一个罪人。
We were just a sinner.
现在成了何等的人。
Now we are someone else.
要让彼得看见你是一个蒙恩的罪人，今天成了怎样的人
When he called to Peter and told him, and called him Simon, he's that's to remind him who you were and now who you were and who you are now.
你成为彼得。
You have become Peter.
你是一块石头。
You are a rock.
你是神家建造材料的一份子。
You are the material.With which the Lord is building His house.
所以这个就是彼得在他书信里面呢提到说，我们来到主面前，好像活死一样。
So in Peter, in one of his letters, says that we come before the Lord, we are a living building material.
建造一个要建造一个灵宫。
And we are being built, used to build a spiritual house.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我每次想到蒙恩的时候的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we think about how we were saved by grace,
我们起初得救的时候
we think back to when we were first saved.
我们在那里就能够感受到主的恩典，主的爱是何等的大。
We can feel and comprehend how, we see how great His salvation, His grace.
今天能够成为这样的人，都是神的恩典所做成的。
The only reason I'd be able to become the person I am today is because of the Lord's grace and mercy.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们有时候回头想到我们蒙恩的时候
，This is when we think back to that time, that first time when we became, when we were saved.
自然而然，我们在那里就比较容易答应主对我们的呼召，对我们的要求。
In the beginning, at first, we were willing to answer the call from God.
总是把我们带到起初。
And then the Lord brought us to how we were at the beginning.
因为那个起初的爱是非常宝贵、非常珍惜。也是非常纯洁的爱。
So that first love is precious and pure.
这为什么启示录里面主在那里责备以弗所教说你们离弃起初的爱。
That's why the Lord reprimanded the church of Ephesus that you have left your first love.
虽然他们在那里非常劳苦的在那边服侍工作。
Although even though the church of Ephesus were laboring and serving.
但是他们却把那起初对主的爱那种纯洁的爱那种神圣的爱离弃掉
But they had left their first love that pure and precious first love for the Lord
主要以弗所教会回到起初的爱
And the Lord calls the church of Ephesus to return to their first love
不是外面的工作乃是对主的爱有多少
And it's not about how hard we work on the outside but how much we love the Lord
所以主就说你爱我比这些更深嘛
So he asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
我想这些也可以指的当时主给他们预备那些饼而已。
One interpretation for more than these could be referring to the fish and the bread that the Lord had laid out for them.
但是更重要的是说，这些包括主所赐给我们的一切。
But more importantly, it represents all the Lord has given us.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do we love the Lord more than these things that have been given to us?
有人告诉我们说，这个爱呢，主要是在这里所用爱是一个阿加贝的海。 爱。
Some say the Lord's love here is agape love.
这是一个神圣，这个至好，上好的爱，就是神的爱。
It's a holy and divine love.
主是用这个爱来问彼得。
And the Lord uses this love, and this love asks Peter.
而彼得回答主耶稣的话，说主啊，你知道我爱你，这个爱呢是一个友谊的爱，是一个感情的爱。
But the word for love that Peter uses in response to Jesus' question is filial.
原文的意思就是 filial.
So the Lord asked Peter using agape love, "Do you love me?" But the Peter responds using
最好的爱问彼得。
The Lord asks using the divine love, agape love, but the Peter responds with filial.
从回答的人曾用人的爱、人感情的爱、友情的爱。
But when Peter answers, he uses filios, it's human, it's earthly love. I love you, Lord.
但是当第三次主耶稣在问彼得的时候，乃是用在第七节第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”
And then by the third time, the Lord asks in verse 17, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
这个爱就是彼得所用那个爱。
Jesus uses the word that Peter used the first time, filio, and says, do you love filio?
当第二次主在问他的时候，仍然用那个神圣的爱来问他。
The second time the Lord asks using agape love, do you love me?
但是在第二次、第三次问的时候，主就没有说你比爱我比这些更深吗？用个比较式的问题的。
The first time Jesus asks, he says, do you love me more than these? But the second and third time, he just simply asks, do you love me?
乃是直接问彼得说你爱我吗？
As to directly ask him, a point blank, Peter, do you love me?
在这里，主的爱是没有什么可以比较的。
Because God's love is incomparable.
没有一件事情，任何事物能够与主的爱来相比较。
There's nothing that can be compared to the Lord's love.
他的爱是无可匹敌的，无可相匹的。
There is nothing that's comparable to the Lord's love.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
没有一样东西能够与主相比。
There's nothing that can come close to the Lord.
他的爱胜过一切。
His love exceeds everything.
他胜过一切。
And he exceeds all.
我就想到我们诗歌426首那个 A.B. Simpson 所写的他自己这一首诗歌。
I'm reminded of the hymn by A.B. Simpson, hymn 426.
先信实在知道唯有主自己。
And in this hymn, he knows that only the Lord alone.
从前要的是祝福，今要是主自己。
He writes, once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
从前是要医治，今要主而已。
Once it was the feeling, now it is his word.
从前是求恩赐，现在是要赐恩者。
Once his gifts I wanted, now the giver.
这是一个认识主的人所写的诗歌。
This is a hymn written by someone.
从前是要主之外的一切事物。
Once he wanted everything outside of the Lord.
即使是神所赐给我们的许多恩典
He wanted the blessings from the Lord.
但是现在呢所要的不是那些身外之物不是那些恩典而是要赐恩者
And now he no longer afterwards he no longer wanted the material blessings but wanted the Lord himself.
乃是主自己
And it was the Lord Jesus himself.
这个就是为什么主耶稣第二次在问彼得的时候就直接说你爱我吗
So in like manner, the Lord asked Peter a second time, without the more than me, do you love me?
除此之外没有其他可以与主相比的。
As if to say implicitly that there's nothing else apart from me that can be compared, because I am all in all.
人所要的也是主自己而已。
What we desire truly deep down is the Lord himself.
这是主真正要赐给我们的。
And this is himself that the Lord wants to give to us.
但是刚说到第三次主问彼得的时候呢，是说用那种人的爱、那友情的爱来问彼得。
For the third time, when Jesus asks, "Do you love me?" the Lord uses the word filio, earthly love.
是主在这里降低了他的标准。
The Lord is not lowering the bar here.
乃是在这里让我们看见主实在是满了恩典怜悯的主。
But rather to show that the Lord is full of grace and mercy.
他知道我们软弱，他知道我们没有办法用那个神的爱来爱我们主。
He knows that we are incapable of using agape love to love him, but only filial love.
但是他也接纳我们用友情的爱，这种感情的爱来爱他。
But still, he accepts our filial love for him.
他接纳。
He accepts our love for him.
我们虽然好像没有办法全心全力的像主这样子无条件的爱我们。
Although we may not be able to reciprocate that perfect, unconditional love he has for us.
但是我们对主稍微有点爱的时候呢，主也接纳我们，他也喜悦我们的这样的爱。
But when we love him even a little bit, the Lord accepts this love we have for him.
感谢主，这是当时主对彼得所说的话。
Thank the Lord that he has said these words to Peter.
那一方面，我们又看见主三次呼召彼得来跟从他的时候，都是在怎样的环境里面来呼召他呢？
Do we remember each and every circumstance, the three times the Lord had called Peter to follow him?
三次的呼召都是在他所彼得所熟悉的环境，都是在海边。
All three times the Lord called Peter to follow him, Peter was in his familiar surroundings by the sea or fishing.
都是跟打鱼有关系。
Each time the Lord called Peter to follow him,
这些都是彼得所熟悉的事情。
Peter was in his comfort zone.
熟悉的环境，熟悉的事物。
He was doing things that he knew how to do. He was doing things that he was familiar with.
这不是一个人生活在一些环境是我们非常熟悉的。
And we ourselves are living in our own comfort zone, doing things that we're familiar with.
没有什么担心，没有什么惧怕。
There's nothing to fear in our little bubble. Nothing to be
concerned about. 我都非常了解。
Because we ourselves are familiar with our own surroundings.
那些事情都是我们非常熟悉，我们天天做，我们非常了解那些事情应该是怎么去做，怎么去对付，怎么去解决。
And it's within this our own realm that we are able to do things exactly the way we want them because we are familiar with it.
人都是活在这样情形底下，那我想是对我们来说是很容易的。
If we are to live this way, I imagine it's not a hard thing to do.
但是主就是在这样的环境里面把彼得呼召出来。
But it's Peter's own comfort zone that the Lord calls him out of.
来跟从主。
Calls him out of that realm, that area, that space to follow him.
彼得要带到另外的环境里面。
He wanted to take Peter to a different place altogether.
一个许多事物是他不了解、不熟悉的事物里面。
Wanted to take him to a place where he was unfamiliar, where he did not understand.
当彼得活在这个新的环境里面，是他不熟悉的，他不知道怎么应对，不知道怎么去处理的时候。
And when Peter was brought to this place where he didn't know how to act, how to react, or what to do,
他就不能再靠自己了。
He can no longer rely on himself anymore.
他就不能再凭他自己的经验来面对那些环境，处理那些事情。
In these unfamiliar surroundings now, Peter can no longer rely on his own skills or smarts.
弟兄姊妹，今天主呼召我们也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord calls us in the same manner today.
把我们带到另外一个情形里面。
He wants to take us to a whole different place.
让在那个情形里面，在那环境里面，我们就不能够再依靠自己。
He will take us to an environment, to a place where we can no longer find.Our surroundings familiar.
来跟从主的时候，来服侍主的时候，就不能凭过去我们所认识、所知道的环境，我们所能解决的事情办法来处理那些事物。
When we follow the Lord, we cannot rely on the things that we used to know or used to do.
我们只能单单仰望他，依靠他。
Only thing we can do is to rely on Him and trust in Him.
用什么？这就是一个跟从主的一个经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of following the Lord.
只有这样的人呢，在这个环境里面，他才知道主实在是主。
Only in these circumstances are we able to recognize that He is our Lord, that He is Lord.
他已经从死里复活，他已经管理一切。
Only then can we recognize and see that He has been raised and He rules over all.
在环境，在各种环境下，他带领我们，负我们一切责任。
And in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, He will be leading us.
不再是凭着自己过往的一些经历、自己的办法来跟从主。
And no longer are we relying on our own methods to follow the Lord.
所以我们看见，当主呼召彼得跟从他的时候。
And we see when the Lord calls Peter to follow him.
他说你少年年少的时候你可以自己束上腰带随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手，别人要把你束上带你到不愿去的地方。
He tells Peter that when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wish, but when you grow old, you will stretch out your hand, and someone else will gird you.
所以要把他带到许多，所以要把他带到许多环境里面是主是彼得不愿去的地方。
The Lord told him that he was going to lead him to places where he did not want, that Peter did not want to go.
从前可以随意自己过生活。
He was younger, he could live however he wished.
可以靠自己才能面对许多环境。
He could rely on his own power, his own self, to face any situation.
现在跟从主，主把他带到许多环境里面，是天然人所不愿意接受的，不愿意面对的。
But now the Lord is leading Peter to a place where his natural man would not want to go.
在这样的处境里面，才知道主是我们唯一的主。
And only in these circumstances do we come to realize that the Lord is our one and only.
他带领我们走这一条属灵的道路。
And it's He who's leading us on this.Spiritual path.
感谢主，他是主。
We thank Him. Thank the Lord that He is the Lord.
他已经从死里复活了。
And He has been raised from the dead.
这不仅只是一个不能单单只是一个外面的知道，一个道理上的知道。
This is not just an outward knowing. It's not just a principle.
这个知道必须要经过一些环境的试炼。
But this is something that must be tested through experience.
借一些环境的考验，主在其中让我们认识他，就是那复活主。
That during our testing and trials in our lives, we come to know that He is the resurrected Lord.
那求主是恩待我们。
And the Lord lead us in grace.
借着约翰福音最后这一章，所发生的事情。
That there are these events in recorded in John chapter 21.
让我们看见，我们必须在生命里面对主。有一个更直接的认识，更清楚的认识。
We may come to know, have more direct understanding of the Lord.
是一个里面的知道。
And it's a understanding within.
当我们里面有这样的认识，有这样知道的时候，我们外面就不需要再去问了。
And once we have this inner understanding, this conviction, we no longer have to ask.
我们就知道，在我们面前，这个就是复活主。
When we will know that the one before us is.The resurrected Lord.
因着这个知道，我们才会进到像彼得的一个服事里面。
And only when we have this conviction can we enter into service.
这是个生命的服事，这是更是一个爱的服事。
This is a service of love, service of life.
这个爱的服事呢，是要顾念到那些羊，那些主所拯救的他的儿女们。
And this is the service of love for the lambs and the sheep and all the children the Lord has saved.
只有用这样爱才能够服侍他们。
Only with this kind of love can, only this kind of love can be used to serve them.
因为这个爱是先显在我们这些服侍他们身上。
Because this love was first manifested to those who are willing to serve.
因为主是用这样爱来爱我们。
Because the Lord loves us with this love.
虽然好像我们不能完全像主这样的爱来服侍神的儿女们。
Although we may not be imperfect in using, loving, using, in, serving these brothers and sisters in this, in God's love.
但是我们还是愿意有一点爱来服侍神儿女们。
We still are willing to have some love, however imperfect, to serve.
因为约翰福音也告诉我们说，约翰书信也告诉我们说，爱，一切爱都是从神而来的。
And we know that, and John says, love, God is the source of love.
即使人间许多的爱也是从神而来的。
Even the love that's amongst men today are from, its source is God.
这些爱神也是接纳，也是接受。
And this love the Lord also accepts.
哎，求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful towards us.
让我们学习效法主耶稣在地上所做的。
And help us to be imitators of the Lord and His work.
每星期主在 你的身上所做的。
And all that the Lord has manifested and done in Peter's life.
让常常回到起初蒙恩的光景，蒙恩的当时的情形。
When we return to our first love, our that condition we first saved.
起初的爱再次充满在我们里面。
That our first love may fill our hearts once again.
主向着我们爱更多充满在我们里面。
And may God's love fill our hearts as well.
我讲到这里。
And let's conclude my sharing.
请林慧基兄帮我们做结束祷告。
May our brother lead us in the closing prayer. That's our eyes for a word of prayer. 我们低头祷告。Lord, we truly thank you that you have once again revealed more of yourself to us this day. 主啊，我们实在感谢你，你再一次向我们显现你自己。Pray that we would continue to truly understand you more, to love you more.但我们能够更加认识你，更加了解你，更加爱你。And in loving you more, Lord, that we would serve you as you desire to be served. 但我们能够爱你更深，也用你悦纳你所爱的方式来侍奉。And that we would continue to build each other up in you. 希望我们能够继续彼此建造。Once again, we thank you for sharing your word with us this day.
我们再次感谢你将你的话语分享给与我们分享。
Pray that it would dwell in our hearts.
我求你的话语能够存在我们的心中。
That we would every day, desire you more and more.
我们每时每刻能够更加爱你，更加仰望渴慕你。
And that the things of this world would fade in comparison.
因为在世界当中所有的事物无法跟你相比。
Once again, we thank you.
我们再次感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣主耶稣的名祈求。